5,000 of this tract have been sent to this Christian Arab, and now there is a church group up north of Nazareth in Israel that is reprinting these tracts, and we have word that they are available in every Arabic-speaking country. Altogether, tracts are being printed in 9 languages so far. Some have asked permission to translate tracts into their native languages. Boys and girls, have any of you read Pilgrim's Progress? John Bunyan, who wrote that book, had been living the life of a drunkard. God had a lady throw a tract out of her kitchen window down to the street in the country of Spain. John Bunyan read that tract, which changed his life by its teachings, and he was saved. Every time you see this book or read it, remember, it was a tract that turned this sinner to Christ. Early in the work, Raymond put messages of various preachers on tapes to be able to supply Martin with tapes for the truckers. Where would he get good tapes for the least amount of money? Boys and girls, when the Lord leads, it is so exciting to see what God will do. What will he do this time? Raymond heard that some of the United States government offices were throwing away cassette tapes because they were going into floppy disks for computers. He went to the library where he found names and addresses of 100 different government agencies, and he wrote letters asking for those tapes. Out of the ones who responded to that mailing was Tony. He worked in the Housing and Urban Development Office in Washington, D.C. His superior, a very ungodly lady, saw that the letter came from a Christian. She called, "Tony, this must be for you. It's religious stuff, and you are religious. See what it is." Tony was a real born-again Christian and was leader of the Blood of the Lamb prayer group in D.C. This group of around 75 government employees skipped Thursday lunch to get together to pray and fellowship. He was excited to learn of God's work needing tapes. When he called Raymond, they had a praise session together right on the phone. Then they planned to meet halfway for supper one evening so Raymond could pick up several hundred discarded tapes. Just think, gospel tapes made from government supplies. Over supper, Tony told Raymond about a friend of his who was involved in a gospel tent crusade in Johannesburg, South Africa, who certainly could use tracts. That tent held 34,000, and it was full and overflowing 7 nights a week. The prayer tent seated 5,000, where hungry souls were prayed for and counseled. Tony felt the tracts would be so helpful for follow-up work, so tracts were sent over there. Around this same time, Isabel Yoder of Heralds of Hope received a letter from a prison chaplain in Ghana who wanted literature. Raymond was glad to prepare some tracts for him. People must really move around in Africa because letters keep coming from at least 23 African countries by now. Materials are boxed and sent to established ministries, preachers, and serious inquirers. Let me tell you about the miracle box. When some pastor or ministry asks for Christian materials, Raymond, with volunteers, prepare boxes with tracts, tapes, and perhaps Bibles. The Lord led Raymond to ask at the post office for boxes. That box was 7 inches high, which was the exact height of the tracts. In that box went 1,100 tracts. The exact fit? How God was praised over that. Boys and girls, did you know God is interested even in the exact size boxes needed? When tapes were being sent, would this box be right size? 135 cassettes fit in this same size box with no packing, all but a half inch in one corner. Raymond said he always put a prayer in that half inch.